Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Private Bodders, welcome to a bonus episode. It's Wednesday.
I might need to change the battery, actually.
Oh, my God.
But actually, no, we'll probably... I've got one bar, it's good.
You know we're recording the episode and you're telling all the listeners that you need to change the battery, potentially.
Yeah, maybe I need to get a new laptop.
It's not on your laptop.
No, I was just kidding. I was pretending like I had to change the battery on my laptop.
What are you talking about?
Remember when you used to change your battery on your laptop?
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. You used to take it out and charge
it. Yeah, take it out and put another...
You used to put another battery in your laptop, and it used to get so hot.
Yeah. I don't know. It's impossible to change the battery on my laptop.
What, because it's an Apple? Because you can't get into it?
Yeah, you can't. I've tried. It's really actually damaging it.
Can I tell you, actually, we want to say hello to all you listeners. It's Wednesday morning or afternoon, or probably not even Wednesday when we're talking to you, but
it's Wednesday, 8 a.m. in the morning, and you caught me just before another Zoom meeting.
No, it's not. No, it's Tuesday today that we're recording this.
No, it's the time difference. It's Wednesday.
It's not. You're 5 hours behind me on the same day. What are you talking about?
I know, seeing if you believe me.
No, I didn't. You thought it was Wednesday.
No, seeing if you'd fall for it.
Can I tell you something so funny that you're going to really love?
Actually, I lost track of the days. I'm sorry. So, yeah, so go on.
Okay, I'm going to tell you a story. All the listeners will love this, but also you in particular will love this. You'll love this more than anyone. So I'm going to tell you the full story. So
I better love this now.
Yeah. So I watched a YouTube video. I was browsing through YouTube and I came across Logan Paul's YouTube video.
Oh yeah?
Where he said Pokemon cards are the new gold, they're the new oil. It's the new thing, that's what you need to get. And I went, I love Pokemon cards. I had them when I was... I don't know any Pokemon.
I saw that on your Instagram, how you spelled them, Pokemon.
I spelled them wrong as well. I spelled them Pokermon. Anyway, I was actually like, well, I'm sure I can get hold of Pokemon cards, and I'm sure that people don't really know how valuable they must be, because because if Logan Paul is talking about it, that means they must be seriously valuable. So I put a post out on Instagram saying, anyone's got any first edition Pokemon cards that they're not using? I got hundreds of messages. Yeah, I've got them since I was a kid. Yeah, I've got this. Yeah, I got that. And I was like, I've sussed it. I was like, this is Bitcoin all over again. I was like, I've done it. See you later, London. Here comes my yacht.
Did you buy all of them?
So wait. So anyway, I know nothing about selling cards or trading cards or what's valuable. I kind of Googled a few things. I knew that if they had like a first edition logo on it, that means they're a bit more like expensive because they were first edition. I knew if they didn't have a shadow at some part of the card, they were more whatever.
Really?
Anyway, long story short, this was on Sunday. I managed to get hold of a guy called Max. I'm not going to say his surname, but Max will know who he is. A guy called Max, who's a lovely guy. He lived in North London, and he wanted to sell me his whole collection of Pokemon cards. And not only that, he had a first edition Machamp Pokemon card, a shiny one. Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he had a first edition. So I was like, get out of town. This is it. I was like, he was like to me, I'm going to give you the cost of it. He said, look, buddy, listen, I've had these since a kid. They were all in special little plastic really? Things as well. And he was like, I knew one day they would be valuable. I don't know how much I'm gonna sell them for, but I'll sell them to you. I like you. I've seen your main Chelsea. He made a joke about, am I going to turn up with a Channel 4, like all this kind of stuff. Anyway, long story short, it was 7 in the evening on Sunday, and I drove all my scooter all the way to meet this random bloke that I've never met before called Max. Turn up at his place in North London. And he comes out, and we sit in his little hallway, and he's got all these Pokemon cards. And in my head, I'm going, this guy's a sucker. He has no idea that he's sitting on a gold mine. I pay him £1,700.
No.
£1,700 for these cards that I honestly know nothing about, like literally nothing about. So I'm literally like, oh, God, this is going to be epic. Anyway, I then take them home and I dump them in my flat, and my girlfriend Sophie's literally like, where have you been? What you've been doing? And I'm literally like, so you have no idea. We're about to be rich. We have got all these I've bought these Pokemon cards. She's like, how much did you buy them for? I said, £1,700. She's literally like, you bought some plastic cards, so cardboard cards for that amount. I went, yeah. Anyway, I spent the next 2 hours researching what I had. I was like, oh God, I've got a Charizard here and I've got this. I spoke to a couple of people.
Yeah.
I was going back and forward, and finally got hold of this Lancashire guy who's a Pokemon genius. And this is what, I got a voice note from him. I sent him all the pictures of all these cards. Hundreds. I had honestly thousands of these.
Wait,
Pokemon
so you took
cards.
You spent hours taking pictures of all the
cards?
Yeah,
sending them to everyone. This is what I got. And this is the reply this guy sent me. So he went like this.
So again, even that, it's not first edition. It's a misprint. So that Machamp card, it's a misprint of a base set card. All the Machamps have that first edition stamp, but it doesn't mean it's first edition, so it's an error, and they all have it. And again, it's not worth anything, really, because it's a raw, loose card. And again, I'd have to see the front and the back, because you have to grade the front and the back, the edges, the corners, the surface, the holograph. There's loads of different things that grades a card, so if for a card that's been sat in a binder or you've been given or found in the attic, I don't want to say they're worthless because they obviously have some value, but they're not worth much money at all. And the ones that you showed me prior, the Charizards, you'll see all the corners, they're all scuffed or they've got whitening on it. There's just pretty much no value in it at all. If you want value, you need to buy the sealed booster boxes or buy the PSA graded slabs like I've sent to you.
Oh my God.
So I was like, you're fucking kidding
Wait,
me.
So
I was like, you're kidding me. You're kidding me.
How many did you buy?
I reckon I had 2,000 cards. I don't know. I had so many. Anyway, then I had to send this guy a message back saying, look, buddy, mano to mano, friend to friend. I know we don't know each other. Is there any way that I can give these back to you? Give them back to you because I found out they're worthless. And he was like, what are you talking about? I was like, look, my little brother doesn't want them anymore. I pretended it was for my little brother. My little brother doesn't want them anymore. So anyway, I then drove back to North London with all the Pokemon cards in the bag. I had to...
Well, he gave them back.
Yeah, but I had to give him 500 quid. So I had to leave him 500 quid. So basically, I drove to North London and back to pick up Pokemon cards to lose 500 quid.
I mean, it's better than keeping the Pokemon cards and losing 1,700. So at least you saved yourself.
This is the same as my Bitcoin. Buy at the top, everyone. Buy at the top. I had no idea what I was buying. I was like, everyone's buying it. I'm going to buy it. Do you like that story, Francis?
Yeah, you should study Tao theory.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, all you private parties, welcome to another episode of Private Parts. Hey, listen, Francis, by the way, everyone is psyching out. They're freaking out about these Private Parts mugs that we're sending out to all the stories.
Are they?
Yeah. They're loving it.
I want a Private Parts mug.
Yeah, so just to remind everyone...
I don't think they sell them in America.
No, we only have them on our. If you listen to Private Parts. Anyway, just
apparently they're in Walmart now, the Private Parts mugs.
They're not in Walmart. They're not in Walmart.
Should we get them in Walmart?
For what reason? As you all know, if you're an avid Private Parts listener, you'll know that every single week we send out an exclusive Private Parts mug to the listener of the week. So if you send in a voice message, if you send in an email, if you comment on our Apple Podcast charts, anywhere at all, we pick our favorite messages and we read them out and then we give a mug to our Private Parts listener of the week. So, as always, we have some emails. Francis, you ready for this?
Let's go.
Dear Jamie and Francis, first off, I hope you guys are keeping well. And I wanted to say that the podcast you guys did with Sophie was the funniest thing I've heard in months. I've been listening to you guys since the beginning when I was in secondary school. And now I'm going into my second year into university. So thanks for giving us such a constantly great impact on almost half my life.
You're welcome.
Yeah, no worries. I've reached out not only to shower you with praise, but need to start thinking about what I'd like to do with my life. I'm leaning towards something to do with media and entertainment, but have no idea where to begin. Do you guys have any advice? Thanks, Dexter.
Dexter?
Give him some advice. Give him some advice, Francis.
What did he say? He's leaning towards media. I would say, I'd say you should learn to code.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We have some messages on Instagram. Here's one, which says, this is from Katie. This isn't an incident of Jamie repeating what Francis said, but I have to say Jamie likes to retell the same stories.
We had that. That's funny because you actually did say that one.
No, not this one. This is different. This is different, Francis. This is an incident of Jamie repeating what Francis said, but I have to say, Jamie likes to retell the same stories. I think I've heard him tell the story about him lining up his bears and whipping them about 5 times. Bit strange. Yeah. Send me a mug, please.
That's true. You have said that. You say that repeatedly.
We got another one from Rummit. Dear Jamie and Francis, I got introduced to this podcast by one of my best friends, Julia. Whilst having a pint last year, she mentioned she listens to this podcast called Private Parts, which is about two guys from MIC. Now, if you knew me one bit, you'd quickly realise that I would probably be the last person to watch MIC. Therefore, listening to you guys from MIC would be the last thing I would listen to. My podcast stream essentially revolves around topics of business, finance, and trading. I became self-employed last year and spent long hours alone in the office. I must admit, after reluctantly trying out a few episodes, I became insanely hooked. It's such a welcome break from all the serious stuff I listened to whilst working. Back to my friend Julia. whose birthday is in a couple of weeks, so I ordered some candy kits from Amazon to gift her. But as soon as they arrived, instead of putting them inside her birthday card, I stress ate them all, thus having to go to her park gathering empty-handed. Knowing that you give out mug every bonus episode, I think Julia is the perfect candidate to be this week's mug winner. It would be the perfect birthday present for her. Please consider this humble request to give Julia, an absolute legend, a private parts mug. Side note to Francis, keep buying XAU. My target price is $2,500. Thank you, Rummet.
Well,
I like the
God's going a lot higher than 2,500.
Oh, there he is. There he bloody is. Hey, can you also just remind all the lovely Private Parts listeners that you're in Dallas at the moment? Tell us a little bit about Dallas. Are you loving it?
Oh, yes. It's beautiful, beautiful people, lovely place. You know, lovely sunshine, great.
You're just saying, you know, all you've said about the place, you're going lovely, lovely people, lovely place,
food,
lovely,
delicious, beautiful food.
Yeah, but tell us something cool. You haven't got any stories?
I'm going down to the gun range.
That's not a story. You haven't had it yet. That's what's going to happen in the future. You haven't experienced. What do you mean? You have to tell us like that's actually happened. Come on, give me a story.
Story. What else has happened? I mean, to be honest, I've been working. You know, I've been out here working. So, but
what happens in the gun range?
I've been doing some jiu-jitsu. Oh, I'm just going to down to do some shooting. Yeah.
I don't know how you like stuttering over it.
Going to shoot some handguns.
What handguns are you going to shoot?
Glock 17.
I did that revolver. When I went to Miami, I did that. I went and shot a pistol, and the guy, I was like chatting to him, and the guy was obviously this like gunslinging loose like guy, who basically was like, he was like, yeah man, you know, when you get really good at it, you can shoot it like this. I'm not kidding. He quickly pulled his gun out of his holster and shot it sideways, shot it like out of the hand side, like that.
Like a gangster.
Like a gangster. But he honestly, when you get really good, you can shoot it like this without warning, out his holster, at the target. I was like, surely that's not something.
Oh, do you know what I did? Which was really cool, actually. So my cousin is a racing driver. And he's got this racing simulator in one of his rooms at his house. So basically, you can race around any cars all around all of the the tracks around the world. And it's like so realistic because the steering wheel gives feedback to your hands. So it's like you could feel all the braking, the skidding, and stuff. It's amazing. And you're racing other people around the world online. So like Rubens Barrichello and all these guys are all on there racing on the simulator, and I crashed, and I was, and they were all pissed off at me.
Can I tell you that I like the rest of the world? I've been playing a bit of Call of Duty. Yeah,
are you any good yet?
Well, I've played it. I reckon. Well, I mean,
you should play multiplayer. I think multiplayer is way more
fun. Okay, well, I've played Warzone with four people. I must have played it over 20, 30 times. I reckon over 30 times now. I've played a game 30 times. I still haven't shot anyone. I can't.
Really?
I still haven't shot anyone. I haven't killed anyone. I don't understand how.
I won a Warzone.
Everyone has a better gun than me. I try and sniper people, and then suddenly I then jumped on the tracks, got electrocuted. I don't freaking get it. Hey, also, to you lovely private parties, I know we talk about funny stories and things like that, but I have a very touching story that I want to read for you that we don't
about
have the name of the person.
About you at prep school? Or?
No, not about me at prep school. But I wanted to read this one because this is very nice to hear, and it's lovely that people have... We cheer them up, Francis. So, hey, Jamie and Francis, I wanted to say thank you for your amazing podcast. This time last year, I started training for Manchester Marathon, which I completed in April. To train for this, I ran for hours, which could get quite dull. A friend recommended me your podcast, so I started listening to them on my runs. And I would laugh so hard, I'd have to stop running because I got out of breath. I find your podcast absolutely hilarious. Moving on a couple of months, I started to struggle with anxiety and depression quite badly and ended up taking an overdose in August. After this low time, I decided to dedicate all the time to doing things to make me feel good. And now, make sure I set time aside to listen to this podcast. If I'm feeling bad, it will make me feel so much better. Thank you. So thank you for helping me. I hope you know how much happiness this podcast brings into my life. Big love.
Oh,
isn't that great?
That is one of the best things about doing this podcast. Just knowing that some people are actually enjoying it.
And actually that, you know, there may be people struggling.
We started off doing this basically in a vacuum, right?
What do you mean in a vacuum?
You know, we didn't know if anyone was actually listening to it.
No, we just did it. We didn't actually do it in a vacuum. Ah, I get the metaphor there.
Yeah. Yeah, it felt like...
France is just mouthing.
That's me mouthing, saying, is anyone listening?
I love it that you did that on a podcast that no one can see what you're doing.
I know, I forgot.
Do you know what? I think that this week we are going to dedicate our mug and listen of the week goes to Roomit.
Yeah, Roomit.
But go to Julia, his friend who introduced him to the podcast. Congratulations, Roomit! You are a listener of the week. You're going to receive...
And a little tip there for you, Roomit. You know, I would buy silver. Buy some silver. Not investment advice, but buy some silver.
You're going to receive an exclusive Private Parts mug. It's going to be on the way to you. Now, as we say always, we love getting your messages on Instagram. We love getting your emails and reading your reviews on the Apple Podcasts. So please get in touch via our Instagram page at Private Podcast. Send us an email, contact@privatepartspodcast.com, or leave us a review on the Apple Podcast. You could be next week our listener of the week, and you will receive an exclusive Private Parts mug. We always read out our favorite messages, and we want you to be the next winner. So if you feel like you've got a very funny story to tell us, funnier story the better. We'll read it out. You can say it's anonymous. We won't read your name out, but also we'll send you a mug at the end of the day. So please, please, please send us some funny stories, anything at all, but preferably funny. And that's another roundup of our bonus episode, Mr. Francis from Dallas. Do your best Dallas accent. You're down the gun range, so I'm walking in. Right. You're the owner of the gun range, and I walked in. Do you have a gun range here?
Yes, we do, partner. We've got any gun you want.
I don't want any gun. I just want to see your gun range.
Oh, well, you can come into the gun range, but you've got to buy a gun first.
What gun do you suggest I buy?
For you? Or your wife?
For me.
Something like a
1911. Okay, and is that a good gun?
Oh, it's a mighty fine weapon that is there.
Can I shoot it in the gun range?
Of course you can.
Sorry, great. Also, I didn't quite catch your name. What's your name?
My name.
Yeah, your name.
My name is Larry.
And Larry, what's your surname, just so I know, so I can leave you a good review?
Larry Passo.
Your name's Larry Passo? Have you always lived in Dallas, Larry Passo?
No, I used to live in Mexico.
Oh, God. All right, you lovely listeners. We see you on Friday for another gorgeous episode of Private Parts. Until then, have a safe
See you later.
Have a safe old week from Larry Passo.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
See you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free
or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.